Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind. I thought love was a game. I played around enough to find. Don't you ever say.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out the video. We got a video up right now, and we're going to put a new one up later today. So check them out and see what you think. Let us know what you think. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. We're talking about change. Rick, you were giving us some examples of how people saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
And thought it was a forgery. How do we give us some tips on how we can avoid that ourselves while you're, but prior to doing that, give us your website, remind the audience where they can find your books.
Yeah, it's www.rickmaurer.com.
All right, so give us some tips.
There. Okay, well, one of the things that's actually easiest, I think, for leaders and organizations and for us as individuals is to step back and look at other companies and other industries that are struggling and say, how come they're struggling? Like you could look at the American auto industry you could look at GM in particular over the course of since the 1950s and start to say, what happened? Where did they take their eye off the ball? I mean, because they had, you know, the Japanese weren't always here. I mean, there were, you know, in some ways it's easier to step back and look at another company and go, what am I seeing that they're not seeing? It's always just easier to do that. So it's a really good starting point. Like we have a little restaurant that closed just down the street, and I knew it was going to close. I mean, the location was awful. Every restaurant before it had always closed, you know, and you wanted to go in and tell them, I can see that, but it's harder for me to see my own business. You know, so that's one thing. The second thing is something I sometimes call coffee with Joe. There are people in your life who will tell it like it is. That doesn't mean they have to be right but all the time, but they will tell you things other people don't have the guts to tell you, and they may make you think differently.
It will hurt in the beginning.
You bet. And I say coffee with Joe because often these Joes, all you want is to spend the amount of time it takes to drink a coffee. You don't want to have lunch. You don't want to invite him over for evening. You know, you really want to hear this stuff, and sometimes it can be really eye-opening. And I've had people for my business do that. I wanted to push it away and go, well, that's them. But often, once I in reflection, I'll go, you know, they're absolutely right. They're absolutely right.
Well, you said it right earlier. You can't see your own stuff. It's really difficult to see your own stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why consultants make a living, because I mean, they walk in and they're not smarter than you. It's just that they don't have the baggage. They don't have the lenses that you look through your business and they look through it, you know, with clear eyes, and they walk in and they don't know your industry. They don't know you, but they walk in and they look around and they say, okay, there's what's wrong. It was right under your nose. You didn't even see it. You can't see you can't edit your own writing. You can't see your own stuff.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. So those two things are good. There's a third thing, and it can really be helpful for your organization. And we've talked about this before, and it's called open book management, where people in your organization see the numbers that drive the business, and they know how their contribution leads to the bottom line. Not in some vague way, like, hey, we all chipped in, and now look what we're doing. But they can see that if I can get in one more delivery a day, the impact that might have on the bottom line. And what that does is it gets a lot of people thinking about the business. And then if you start giving them information, so they're paying. I had a head of a hospital one time say, one of the best things I do is in meetings. He said, and I'm in meetings all the time. I spend the last 3 minutes saying, here's what I'm noticing. And he'll say, you know, the hospital down the road just built a cardiac wing. I don't know what impact it's going to have, but it's got my attention. Now you've got a lot of people paying attention to these, the writing on the wall, And a lot of writing on the wall you can ignore. But now he said he had a lot of people thinking about it, and people started coming to him saying, hey, you know, I've been thinking about that. I think that's going to be a real threat, and I've got some ideas. You know, so...
They become like a consultant because they clearly see things differently than you do.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And, you know, and they've got relatives out there, and they're having dinner and some, you know. And if you're open to that, if they've got the information and your door is really open, you're going to start to hear stuff.
Well done. Well said, Rick. Thanks for being here. Thanks for helping us understand how to see the handwriting on the wall and actually be able to read it. Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Rick. We'll see you next
time,
buddy. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.